وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ And for those people who reject their Lord. This is from the devils and from the heavens of these heavens and the lamps. No, no, this is moving to human field. This is in fact how Quran in fact deals with it. That is the background. Exactly as in fact it is in the laws that apply to the physical universe, perfection and everything in fact is based on justice. And also in fact in another dimension, which Quran in fact brings very clearly out in Surah Rahman, that God in fact He Rafal Sama Mawadaha Fihal Mizan. God raised the heavens and then He put a balance in them. What is it? This is actually a reference to physical observation. Do you find this physical balance? Any scientist, any physician, in fact, they are well familiar with it. There is a balance. Quran describes it. But the scientist would tell you that everything, there is laws. There are laws. For everything, there are laws. Mathematical formulas. And that's what Iqbal used to say. What fascinates me about mathematics, it is such a universal law. Everything, in fact, is mathematics. Mathematic formulas. So that is, in fact, exactly God has in the balance. So that balance is, you can say, justice. To keep that balance, just as, in fact, it is in the universe, because of God, because God has not given any power to in this universe to anybody else. He is running it Himself. And that's why you find there is peace and there is tranquility. There are millions of stars and galaxies, but still they are moving effortlessly. There is no collision. Otherwise there will be tremendous, in fact, problem and confusion. But in the human case, He has given man the free will. And in that free will, it is when he misuses his free will that shar is created, evil is created. To get out of that evil, the only way is in fact to in fact follow the law, and that is Sharia. If you follow that law, you can create in your moral and life exactly the kind of balance that you find in the life around you. Here, in fact, وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ But those people who reject their Lord, رَبِّهِمْ Rabb means Lord, Rabb means sustainer, Rabb means He who sustains you, looks after you through various stages of your growth, stage after stage, phase after phase, till you reach maturity, perfection. Just like a child, before he is born, all that he needed is provided. And when he comes, in fact, into this world, everything is already ready for him. And when he grows and grows, and then he starts arguing and thinking, he needs logic and reason, that's also there. He needs aesthetic sense, sun and beauty, all the stars are there, beautiful. All that he needs is there. He wants to become a scientist, explore things. There is challenge in the depths of ocean, in the heights of mountains, everywhere, whichever way you move. So all this is in fact is there. But those people who are blind, who do not see all this, and they reject their Lord. They reject their Lord, and they reject because instead of going the way of reason, instead of using their reason, allowing their reason to lead their life, they are led by desires, by their emotions, and by their instincts, wild instincts. So they, in fact, though they are led astray, so they, those people who reject their Lord, azab jahannam, for them awaits the punishment of hell. Because that is, in fact, despite this, how many laws they broke. These people who reject their Lord, they have so many. They were first and foremost, we have seen, in fact, if you just recapitulate, refresh your memory, every man has been given everything that he needs. To begin with, he has been given a soul. And in that soul, everybody knows instinctively what is good and what is evil. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that there is a God. Instinctively we know. And then in fact we have got this physical, all these faculties we were talking about. These are wonderful gifts, eyes, ears and mind, if you use them properly. But the problem is, these faculties are very good, but God has given man the free will. And unlike animals, man can distort their functions. Animals have got eyes and ears, and they see exactly what they are seeing and observe. But man, he may not. He may see something, but still he may ignore. He has got the option. He may override it. So that is what causes problems. That unless man is sincere and honest, his all his faculties, all his reason, all his intelligence, all his philosophies will not avail him. And that is what Prophet ﷺ said, verily there is one piece of flesh in human body. If that is sown, the whole body is sown. And that is qalb, heart. If man's intentions are bad, everything goes bad. So these people, and they do this because they want to enjoy life. They want to, in fact, they are following their desires. And desires, what are the desires? If you look at the desires, they are very filthy. They are very, very, you can say, dirty and very, you can say, intensely, in fact, unethical. Oppressing people, robbing people, looting people. And one example would be like all these people, in fact, called multinational corporations. All their wealth, all their power that they have built, isn't it, is by looting and by grabbing and by robbing others. So they would not, so that is their desires. And for to guard those desires, they are ready to do anything. So clearly, they are beyond all hope. And the only, in fact, remedy for them is the fire of hell. They don't listen to reason. They don't have any feeling for anybody. And the only, in fact, the thing that matters for them is strength and power. But God, in His mercy, does not use power right in the beginning. But if they, in fact, go pass beyond a point of no return, then that punishment will come, but that will be, in fact, no use for them. إِذَا أُلْكُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورٌ. When they are caught in it, in the hell, سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا, they will listen to its heaving ins. شَهِيق means when this is the sound of a donkey, they say. Sound of a donkey. The shahik is when the donkey draws his breath in. That also produces a sound. And then there is another one, zafir. Surah Hud uses that. And that is out exhaling, breathing out. So that produces this kind of they will listen to its roar, وَهِيَ تَفُورٌ, and it will be raging with anger. هِيَ تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْزِ, it is almost about to burst with anger. كُلَّمَا أُلْكِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ, whenever a group is cast into it, سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, its wardens will ask them, أَلَمْ يَعْتِكُمْ نَزِيرٌ, did no warner come to you to warn you about this danger? Now, what does this mean? تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْزِ. It is almost about to burst with anger. Why? This is the hell. Hell is about to burst with anger. Any idea, any reason you can see? God, their first and primary, you can say, love or devotion is to their creator, obedience to creator. they are dedicated to their creator. And anybody who rejects their creator, they don't like him, in fact. So they anger. And also, in fact, these people who are given so many things, so much opportunity, so much equipment, and they wasted it. And that is the natural reaction. Even in our case, also, you have the same thing. That if you see somebody who is, in fact, walking and is blind, about to go into a pit, you feel pity for him. But if you find a person who has eyes, who has got everything, and still he, despite people's warning, he goes and falls into it, you feel anger, indignation. So that also is quite natural. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْسِ كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ. Whenever a group is cast in them, قَالَ سَأَلُهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا خَزَنَتُهُ خَزَنَ, in fact, the wardens of hell. They will ask them, أَلَمْ يَعْتِكُمْ نَزِيرٌ. This is خَزَن, is the plural. أَلَمْ يَعْتِكُمْ نَزِيرٌ. Did no warner come to you? Nazir. We have discussed this word, in fact, before. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سُوَاعُنْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ. Right in the beginning. Those people who have rejected, it is all the same, whether you warn them or warn them not. So that is inzar. And inzar is one of the primary functions of the prophets and all the messengers, to warn you against the danger you face if you ignore the reality of life hereafter and disobedience to God. And then, in fact, the other is tabshir, giving good news to those people who will follow the guidelines. And we also, in fact, discussed at some point that Nazir comes from the Arab tradition, Arab tribal tradition, where every tribe was fighting against the other, and they were in danger of each other, they lived in danger of each other. So they had watchmen, sentinels posted on a higher ground to look for a danger and to warn them. They were called Nazir. And in their case, when the danger came nearer, this man would run to his tribe and shout, in fact, Vasubaha, Vasubaha, O woe, the warning. That means that attack is near. And when, if the danger is very serious, he will take off his clothes, even. Sometimes slit the nose of the camel, put his seat upside down. That all was meant to convey to them that danger is quite near at hand. And the Quran called it Nazire Uriya, the naked warner. Quran has taken that term, but instead of saying Nazire Uriya, Quran says about the Prophet, he is a Nazire Mubin, plain warner. That is how Quran civilizes their language as well. Alam yatikum Nazir, did no warner come to you? Qalu bala, they would say yes. Qad jaa'a nazirun, a warner indeed did come to us. Fakazzabna, but we rejected them. Wa qulna, and we said, ma nazzalallahu min shay'in, Allah has not revealed anything. Instead of listening to the warners and to the prophets, these people turned around and said instead to them that Allah has not revealed anything. Prophet is saying that Allah has revealed his guidance. And Prophet has direct revelation from God. And these people are turning around and telling him that God has not sent anything. On what basis? They don't have any link. They don't have any revelation. Because they are arrogant people. They are not ordinary people. They are leaders. They are chiefs. And they had the found that the God has not, they made fun of him. They regard مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. And not only that, they went a step ahead. They told the prophets that you are in clear error, not we. You are in clear error. So that also, in fact, underlines their arrogance. And that gives you an idea why these people ended up in this place. they really were people, in fact, about whom Quran says they have eyes, they see not, ears, but they hear not, hearts, but they understand not. They are like cattle. They are cattle. And وَلَكَ زَرَعَنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ جَهَنَّمْ. We have indeed created a lot of people, and men and jinn, for hell. And these are the people. So they really deserved this fate. فَاتَرَفُوا وَقَالُوا. And they would say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَوْا. Had we used our ears, had we listened carefully, أَوْ نَاكِلُوا. Or had we used our reason, مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. We would not have been in the among the companions of the fire, among the companions of the hell. In other words, to not use eyes and ears is a direct path to hell. Is a direct path to hell. This you cannot say more than this about use of reason. How important Quran holds the proper use of reason and eyes and mind. And if a person comes to grief because of not using what God has given him, then he holds man and himself responsible for that. Yes, I think we should stop, but I think there are a lot of things to which we can raise, and there are so many things. If you have any ideas, any comments, now please feel free.